sustained his injury on a tackle. Head coach Mike Zimmer says he is hopeful with Bradford's status moving forward. Elsewhere, Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio says quarterback Derek Carr will play Sunday versus the Chargers. Carr missed Oakland's loss to the Ravens Sunday with a transverse process fracture in his back. In other news, J.J. Watt undergoing successful season-ending surgery Monday to prepare a tibial plateau fracture. Watt leaving Sunday's loss to the Chiefs on the first drive of the game. The Giants, they placed Odell Beckham Jr. on the injured reserve list. Beckham breaking his ankle in the fourth quarter of the team's loss Sunday to the Chargers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has select special order Anderson windows and patio doors for 15% off. If you've been waiting for just the right time to upgrade, you're in luck. You're also in good company. J.D. Power has recognized Anderson for outstanding customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. So stop waiting and start saving. Select Anderson windows and patio doors, 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th. See store for details.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/block for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/block.
Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Currently coming your way on all three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as our FM frequencies in Iowa City. It's 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. It's 107.5 FM, and anticipate being on all three frequencies for the remainder of the evening because that game four of the National League Divisional Series between the Cubs and the Nationals, I would say it's in peril tonight. But that would be doing a disservice to people who are holding out hope that the game will be played. I foresee no possible way that they could start playing the contest at any point today because of the band of rain that is moving through the Chicago area. Now, Washington is not saying who will start tomorrow. Dusty Baker is not confirming that it would be Steven Strasburg, but that seems to be the general consensus. The Cubs, I believe, would be sticking with Jake Arrieta, even though Kyle Hendricks would be an option. I think Joe Maddon addressed earlier today that it is Arrieta one way or the other. Hertin and Stocker text line, extremely busy today. As you can imagine, if you were listening during the first hour of the program, you can find them on the Pedmall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street, the physical address. So stop in and wish a member of the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business. Remember, one of them is always there. A big thank you to Hertin and Stocker, not only for sponsoring the text line, but the Cubs report as well. There's only one more Cubs report left for people out there who do not like the Cubs. And there are a number of you because we always hear from you. Some of them don't even work at the Cedar Rapids Gazette. It's amazing. Let's now bring in Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. And no Kirk Ferentz today, but it actually turns out to be a really newsy day in Iowa City with the announcement that Gary Barta is going to have to take an indefinite leave of absence as athletic director in Iowa City. And Rob, my first question to you is, how does this affect things, in your opinion, or does it affect things at all with Gary Barta no longer running the day-to-day operations in Iowa City?
It certainly affects things to a degree. I mean, it's the, you know, he's the head man there, but I think he's got a lot of good people that work under him. Barbara Burke being the main person, the person that will be in charge with in his absence. And he set it up to where there's a lot of people that do a good job running their areas of the athletic department. So hopefully it's a quick recovery for Gary, and I'm sure he'll be available if needed just in terms of, you know, being able to be consulted and things like that. So it's certainly his health obviously is the most important thing, and we all wish him well and hope he gets back soon. It's as far as cancers go, it's one that's, treatable and has a good recovery rate. So hopefully he falls into that category.
Kirk Ferentz said today on the teleconference that he had known about this, which means that it's been discussed at least behind closed doors for quite a while, but I certainly wish Gary the best moving forward. Let's look back on last week's game against Illinois for a little bit. We talked with Tom Kakert yesterday, and I said the same thing to him, but you look at the final score, and you look at least two quarters. Tom said a little bit through the third quarter, too. You wouldn't think that that would be indicative of the final outcome of the game.
No, I would agree with you, with Tom as well. What was it? I think there were less than 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Iowa was up by, 4 points when Snyder intercepts the pass. Illinois was driving at that point. It was another... You know, they picked off two passes there in, almost in that same area of the field, and that one really changed the complexion of the game. You know, if Illinois scores there, who knows what happened. But that got Iowa going. That really kick-started everything. The offense looked better after that. The defense played a little bit more pep in its step after that. And sometimes that's what you need. You need a big play, and obviously him coming back off of the long layoff after the ACL, not long compared to many ACL recoveries, but long in terms of him not being on the football field. I think all of that, the emotions, all that stuff played into it, and it really was much needed for Iowa. But I would say if somebody asked me, the score was not indicative of how close that game was for a good majority of it.
Speaking of Brandon Snyder's recovery, were you surprised to see him out there early and as often as he was on Saturday?
You know, Alex, not really. And the reason I say that is because I thought Kirk was kind of downplaying it during the week. But knowing Brandon and how, you know, hard he's worked to get to this point, and just hearing some things in the background, his dad on social media, things like that, I had a feeling that he was going to be able to play quite a bit on Saturday. And it was probably somewhat of a wait and see, too, kind of get him out there, see, you know, how he felt, you know, how he looked. And he looked pretty good.
What do you think this could mean for Miles Taylor?
I don't know if it's good news for Miles Taylor, Alex. He struggled towards the end of last year, and Anthony Gehr, when he got hurt, stepped in and did a pretty good job. And then the other day, again, some unfortunate plays on his behalf. And, you know, it's hard for us to know just looking at it if it's all on him. And if there are other components of the defense that aren't doing their job, but he's kind of out there on an island, so to speak, and some of his errors are really obvious. And I think the coaches just wanted to see what it looked like with Imani Hooker in there. And Hooker is a really talented athlete. He was a really good high school football player. He played quarterback in high school as well as defense. And his ability to play both of those safety spots gives them the flexibility moving forward. I don't think they're going to shut the door on Miles Taylor, but it obviously gives them other options.
We're creeping up on the halfway point of the season right now. What is the biggest concern with this Hawkeye football team as you stand back and take the big picture look at them?
Yeah, it's tough to pick one thing, Todd. I would say, I mean, one thing that sticks out to me, and it's hard to pick on this side of the ball because the defense really has played well for the most part, maybe save the Iowa State game and the beginning of the Michigan State game. And obviously Saquon Barkley is like from another planet, so what he did you kind of just take in context. But the defensive line, Illinois ran for 200 yards, which was an eye-opener for me. That was because that was about twice of what Illinois has been rushing for. And just the lack of a pass rush. They're not really putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And I don't know if that's the scheme, trying to keep these guys contained and working from there. But with a young secondary, an inexperienced secondary, you would think they would want more of a pass rush. And they just haven't been able to get that a lot with four guys. And they're not blitzing a lot, which they normally don't do. I think they need to find some ways to put some pressure on the quarterback while also improving the run defense, because the last 3 weeks, obviously, the teams have run pretty well on them. So that would be the main thing for me. And then hopefully the offensive line took a step forward enough on Saturday that you can kind of feel that they're going in the right direction and starting to get some continuity. But going into the Illinois game, that would have been probably my main concern.
We've talked about Nate Stanley quite a bit, and this is we've seen some ups and downs. We've seen some growing pains from him, but could we have really expected to see a better start from him through six games, 15 touchdowns and just two interceptions?
No, I mean, statistically, he's kind of off the charts. especially when you look at the, you know, just historically and among Iowa quarterbacks. We all watch the games, and the fans do, and there are certainly shortcomings in terms of, you know, hitting the deep ball. I think he hangs onto the ball sometimes, and maybe the interceptions are down because he's not taking a chance sometimes when he could, because he doesn't want to throw interceptions. And you look at him sometimes, Alex, and you're like, man, how did he get that ball in that window, or how did he make that throw? Or you just, you know, at least for me, I'm like, wow, that's really, you can see the ceiling with this kid. But I think it's all part of the maturation process, and I think he's getting there. He's six games in now, and I really get the sense that each week he feels a little bit more comfortable. So the future is certainly exciting to think about what he can do.
We get the coordinators tomorrow, Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker. Who do you think gets the tougher questions?
That's funny.
Who should get the tougher questions?
I think Brian, I mean, everybody's an offensive coordinator, right? We all say, I mean, they call it an armchair quarterback, but everybody thinks they can call offensive plays, whereas most people aren't. When they're talking about defense, they're like, ah, just blitz. You know, everybody should just blitz, but I joke. I just think, you know, Brian being who he is and his first season, and the offense has had some hiccups throughout this season and trying to find consistency, I certainly think that he will get the most questions tomorrow. And if history is any indication, he'll handle them pretty well.
What do you make of the back half of this schedule, starting with that game on the road in 2 weeks against Northwestern at Ryan Field?
I think they've got to win the next two, Alex. I really do, if they want any hopes of winning the division. Because then you've got, you know, you still have Ohio State, Wisconsin, Purdue, and Nebraska. You certainly could do it if you dropped one of these two games, but I really think going into, you know, winning these next two games, especially at home against Minnesota, is key to this thing and the key to having a good season. And I think it starts with Northwestern. If you come off a bye and you drop that one, it's just really a deflator for everybody. And I think they'll be favored probably in four of these games. You know, and if you know, I guess if you go by Vegas and, you know, who should win, that's 4-2, and that would be 8-4, and that'd be a pretty good season considering the schedule.
Rob Howe joining us from HawkeyeNation.com. You can hear him on Fridays as well during the 6 o'clock hour right here on KGYM. When you look back last weekend, Iowa State goes on the road and beats Oklahoma in Norman. Michigan State goes on the road and beats Michigan in Ann Arbor. Pretty good week for the Hawkeyes as far as the schedule that they've already played, all things considered, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you connect those dots, transverse properties, all that, you're saying to yourself, I think the only component of that maybe gets lost is that, you know, in terms of Iowa State, I think Iowa State's continuing to get better, and that was just a crazy good win for that program. But it shows that they're going in the right direction, and maybe that win that Iowa had at Iowa State is that much better. And then Michigan State, I think we all were like, is this team for real? Is it coming back? You know, even after the Iowa game, you just didn't know. But the way they played on Saturday, and I watched the majority of that game, they're a solid team. And they're certainly one of the bigger surprises in the Big Ten, if not the biggest surprise. So, yeah, if you look at those games and you look what Iowa's played so far, that gives you hope going into the second half of the season.
We'll break down the Northwestern Wildcats in the next couple of weeks, but are you surprised to see Pat Fitzgerald's team struggling as much as they are, especially offensively?
Yeah, they seem to start slow, Alex, and I don't know. I haven't gotten a chance to watch them a lot this year. But usually when they struggle like this, it comes down to line play, and that can be said, I guess, throughout football. And I'm wondering how well their lines are playing at this point, because they have a pretty good quarterback. They've got one of the better, most underrated running backs in the league, if not the country, and they just can't seem to get any traction. Obviously, they played Penn State last week, so it's tough to beat them up a whole lot for that. But and they played at Wisconsin the week before, so it's a huge game next week for both of these teams, because I think with Iowa and Northwestern, you just don't know what you have yet. And I think Northwestern plays at Maryland this week, and Maryland's on what, it's 10th quarterback or something at this point. So we'll get a somewhat of an indication, but I really, when those two teams meet 2 weeks in Evanston, we'll get an idea of of what both of these teams are made of.
And to me, you look at the schedule that's still ahead 2 months ago, I don't think anybody would have looked at the Purdue game and said that that's intriguing. But now, all of a sudden, that's one of the more interesting games on there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Todd. I think it's passed and made it more interesting than the Minnesota game, whereas the Minnesota game before the season is P.J. Fleck and Row the Boat and Floyd and all that, and I still think there'll be some interest in that game. But the Purdue game, if you're an Iowa fan, is, to me, at least right now, is more scary than that Minnesota game. So it'll be interesting to see what Purdue does the rest of the season up to that game, which is, I think, the second-to-last game of the season for both teams. But Brown's done a great job there, and I'm interested to see what they can do going forward.
Rob, gut feeling, Tristan Wirfs at right tackle, barring poor play or injuries, is he the guy on that right side of the offensive line?
I think so, Alex. The only question for me is, what do you do with Boone Myers when he gets healthy? Do you bump Keegan Render off of left guard? And Keegan's had a pretty good year. Welsh is out. Welsh, Daniels, and Alaric Jackson seem like, barring injury, that they're solidified into those three spots. So I just wonder where Boone Myers fits in there. Does he rotate with Render and Wirfs? You know, it'll be interesting for me to see how that goes forward, because you guys have heard Kirk say if Boone was healthy, he'd be playing every snap. So where does he fit into the picture? But you got to like how Wirfs looked the other day, and it's nice to see him kind of get involved, being as they took the red shirt off of him. And I'm obviously intrigued to see what he can do going forward.
Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com. Great stuff as always, and we'll be hearing from you again on Friday when we're at the Coach's Corner.
Right on. We'll see you guys then.
Speaking of Coach's Corner, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire coming your way from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City this Friday from 4 until 7. Stop on in. We'll be doing the show. LinderTire.com is their website online, and if you're slip-sliding around like I was earlier today, maybe thinking, the tires aren't doing necessarily what they're supposed to be doing on the wet pavement. Well, how about that? LinderTire.com could have the answer for you. They're located in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. They have now made it official. I didn't want to announce this in the middle of the interview because that's just bad radio, bad form. But Cubs-Nats will not play today. Game 4 officially will be made up tomorrow afternoon at 3:08 p.m. Central Time, first pitch expected. 3:08 tomorrow, and I don't want to make any assumptions. It's a Wednesday, so I would think that we would be able to have that for you on our FM frequencies running concurrently with the gym class on 1600 a.m. But thankfully, I'm not the programming director. I was the program director for 1 year at KRUI when I was in college. And good God, what a miserable existence that is. And I think if I recall correctly, back in that day, directors were the only people who got paid at KRUI. And I think if I recall correctly, the monthly stipend was about $110. And when you are the program director, you are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I'm not good at math. Anybody that's ever listened to the program knows that. But I'll let you break out the abacus on that one and figure out what that broke down to. I had to wear a pager, like a doctor.
I want to wear a pager.
It was not good.
Is this building pager friendly?
There you go. Did Caesar really stay here? Well, I think we could just quote The Hangover for the next hour and a half and people would like it better. Some people would like it better than the first hour of the show did. I thought it was a good first hour. Podcast will be available for you to judge if you missed it at KGYMradio.com. And there's a poll question for you there today as well. It's, when's the last time you went to the doctor? Using this, assuming with the knowledge that we have of our listener base that many of you are male, and with the news today that Gary Barta is facing a battle with prostate cancer, and it's one that many men are able to overcome, especially when it's caught early. When's the last time that you went to the doctor? It's an unorthodox poll question today, but a poll question nonetheless. Thank you to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring that poll question. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. You know, the subject of men's health comes up quite often on this program. And look, I did something today that I couldn't tell you the last time I did it. I made an appointment today. I called my doctor. I'm 37 years old, and I'm no dummy. I'm creeping into that. I don't want to wait. People say, well, wait till you're 40. I don't want to wait. And wouldn't it be nice to know that if you're facing something like Gary Bart is facing, that you can find it early, and the folks at Mantality can actually help you do that. Mantality is a new local men's health clinic conveniently located between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids in North Liberty. You can learn more about them online at their website, lowtusa.com. And now don't get confused that, well, it's low testosterone and that's it. Low testosterone can be a symptom of many, many things that are holding you back. And it's not just a testosterone treatment program. Their physicians are all board certified. Everything is covered by insurance. And on your very first appointment, they are going to check you out from top to bottom. That way, if there is anything that's wrong with you, they're going to be able to find it for you. And if they can't help you, you're going to be able to find somebody that can. The website, again, lowtusa.com. Now, they do treat low testosterone, which can be the cause of many things holding you back in life. It can lead to putting on some extra weight. It can lead to depression, a number of other, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, by the way. I thought I would throw that in there, speaking about depression. LowTUSA.com. If it is indeed a problem for you and they can fix it, the best part is all of the treatment is shipped straight to you, drop shipped right to you. No going to the pharmacy, no multiple appointments, going back to the office for this test, that test. All done. One-stop shopping. Mantality. Check them out online, lowtusa.com. 527, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
It is 529, creeping in on the halfway portion of the program tonight. The Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, on all three frequencies, thanks to that rainout in Chicago, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joins us in about an hour to talk about newly minted NASCAR free agent Landon Cassel. Not the happiest of stories from the racetrack world, but Jeremiah will let us know. He's scheduled to actually talk to the Cedar Rapids native shortly for a story in the Gazette, so he'll have the latest from Landon Cassel and his future coming up for you at 6:35 tonight on the show. Now let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Bardo will be taking an extended medical leave from his duties to undergo treatment for prostate cancer, the university announced today. Bardo's been with the school since 2006 and has a contract through 2021. And for now, Deputy Director of Athletics Barbara Burke will assume the leadership role in his stead. Accolades continue to roll in for the Iowa State football program after their improbable upset over number 3 Oklahoma last Saturday. And today it's well-deserved recognition for head coach Matt Campbell. He's been named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. The Cyclones hadn't had more than 3 wins since 2012, but Campbell has his team off to a 3-2 start already and coming off maybe the biggest win in program history. The Gazette and KGYM's high school football rankings were updated for the week, and West Des Moines Dowling continues to hold down the top spot in Class 4A with Iowa City West 2nd, Cedar Falls 7th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Cedar Rapids Xavier's the top-ranked team in Class 3A with Zolan sitting at 3rd, and in Class 2A, Mount Vernon 2nd, and Williamsburg falls from 1st to 8th, and in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is 3rd. Well, this was pretty obvious from about noon on today, and especially after we got on the air, but the Cubs and Nationals aren't going to be able to play a baseball game in Chicago today. Game 4 has been postponed and will instead be played at 3:08 sharp tomorrow afternoon. Likely starters will be Jake Arrieta for the Cubs and perhaps the biggest beneficiary of the postponement, Steven Strasburg for the Nationals, and we will have that game on our FM frequencies.
Now, Dusty Baker has not confirmed that it's going to be, we all know it's going to be
Steven Strasburg.
They didn't necessarily beat him in game one because he was absolutely filthy, but they won the game. So,
they've been no hit through 5 innings twice in the series, and they've won both games.
We're going to talk about this next coming up in the break, whether this benefits the Cubs or the Nationals more and what it does moving forward in this series. If you are an NFL fan and specifically a Bears fan, hour number 3, we will get into what happened last night and we want your thoughts on Mitch Trubisky and whether or not, as a Bears fan, you're encouraged by the quarterback of the future. At least he's not Jay Cutler, right? I didn't mind what I saw from him last night. Of course, I'm not a Bears fan. My team didn't trade up one spot to get him when Deshaun Watson was still available and still available. We talked about that yesterday. Podcast available, kgymradio.com. Half of the show in the books, the other half to come. As we mentioned, we'll talk MLB postseason, Cubs, Nats, Bears, and Monday Night Football, and no more Ditka. It's a no more Ditka Tuesday. Right here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
This bottom of the hour final lap is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR Race Recap.
Xfinity Series racing going down from Charlotte Motor Speedway over the weekend, where Alex Bowman announced recently that he'd be racing in 2 races this season in the 42 car. This race and Phoenix coming up. He went out and won this one, leading 32 laps.
It's a dream come true. I got to thank Mr. Hendrick and Chip and everybody that made this possible. It's been a long time since I've raced, so to come here and be as competitive as we were all night, even until that last restart, I was really pleased with how competitive we were, and Mike made great adjustments all night. I had some things I was rusty with. I wasn't that great on pit road, but my restart seemed to be really good, and the car was really secure around other race cars, which helped us get a great last restart and get to clean air first, and we were able to use our Hendrick horsepower and get up front and put a big gap between us and the guys behind us before we built too tight, and just rode that to the end.
Alex has only driven in the simulator for almost a year now, not even in an actual race car, so that's amazing. Sam Hornish Jr. ends up second, followed by Ryan Blaney, Austin Dillon, and Brennan Poole rounds out the top five. Series leader heading into the race, Justin Allgaier, hit a battery that fell out of another race car. His car overheated, and he finished 33rd. He's now second in the standings to William Byron by 3 points as the series heads to Kansas in a couple of weeks.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
There's no crying in baseball. It's the famous Jimmy Dugan line from A League of Their Own, and Joe Maddon appropriated it moments ago in Chicago. He said, there's no crying, you just go play. If you're just joining us, especially if you're listening on 106.3 or 107.5 FM, you were probably expecting or hoping to hear the Cubs and the Nationals game 4 of their divisional series from Wrigley Field. That game has been postponed until tomorrow. They'll play it at 3:08. And why is Joe Maddon talking about crying? Well, there's a big difference between facing Tanner Roark and facing Steven Strasburg. Chances are they're going to face the latter tomorrow. He was the game one starter for the Nationals, although I think Roark's been pretty successful against the Cubs when he's seen them this year. There's a huge gulf between facing your number 4 or 5 guy and facing what's essentially Ace 1B. You played, and you didn't really beat Ace 1A yesterday, but you beat the team yesterday, and now you got to face Ace 1B again.
Would it be safe to say at this point that the Cubs, in order to win this series, are going to have to beat either Strasburg or Scherzer twice in this series? Will we see Scherzer in game 5 if it were to get there?
I think that's a good question, and here's my approach on this, and we're not killing time or anything here. We were actually planning on talking about the Cubs and the Nationals right now, even though the game has been rained out. I don't care who pitches tomorrow for the Nationals, and again, all indications are that it's going to be Steven Strasburg, because until the series is even at 2 games apiece, and I was telling this to Kyle when he was in here during the break, until the series is even at 2 games apiece, all of the pressure is still on the Washington Nationals.
It is.
And if I'm the Cubs, I know there's Cub fans out there that are getting really worked up about Joe Maddon's decision making, and he got booed yesterday during the game, and I think that's just a bunch of the former vice president, I would say, malarkey. I always wished I was Irish so I could use that in my lexicon more. but my German heritage doesn't necessarily allow for malarkey. It's a great word. And you're booing Joe Maddon? Come on. The Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 108 years, and he is a big reason why it happened last year. And a year, less than a year later, you're booing him? Yes, come on. I'd like to say we're better than that, but and then you play into what fan base is better than. Every fan base has its share of idiots. Do I agree with all of his decisions? No. But I thought booing him yesterday, the people that did, just you couldn't look more out of touch. If you, I know how much and how important this is to a lot of Cubs fans, but the Cubs are playing with very little pressure on them right now, in my opinion, because they did win the World Series last year. Now, if they would look, if it didn't, if it doesn't rain last year and Rajay Davis's home run winds up spoiling things, I can't imagine the voodoo that would be hanging around this team right now. The Nationals are the ones whose window's closing. The Nationals are the ones who shut down Steven Strasburg in 2012 and haven't come close to sniffing the World Series since then. And Bryce Harper's only going to be there for a couple more years before he hits free agency.
And Dusty Baker has the whole narrative around him that he's trying to change. No, there's no question that the Nationals,
they've got the pressure on him,
are the team that looks like the moment is a little bit too big for them right now. And it's hard to say that because it's been such a well-played series and a well-pitched series, but it's been a mistake here, a mistake there, a managerial decision here, a managerial decision there. That is the difference in this series right now, and the Chicago Cubs look like they've been there before, and the Nationals don't.
We have breaking news out of Chicago. I don't screw around with the breaking news except when it actually is important. Dusty Baker has just announced that Steven Strasburg is, quote-unquote, feeling under the weather, and Tanner Roark will indeed be the Game 4 starter tomorrow at 3:08. So the Cubs, even though here you go, Jeff Johnson at the Gazette and all of the people who hate the Cubs, tell me about how this team catches all the breaks all the time. I'm willing to hear it. 319-366-16, and I'm sorry, I just name-checked JJ into the boards, but he'd admit it. He doesn't like the Cubs, and he needles them at any chance, and it gets under my skin. They're still going to miss Strasburg tomorrow because he suddenly is under. Now, this is either the greatest gamesmanship ever by Dusty Baker, or I don't know, but Dusty says it's Tanner Roark tomorrow and not Steven Strasburg, that he is under the weather. And so now you look at this rain out, and everybody is thinking, okay, it's either Arrieta and a bad hamstring today in the cold and the miserable rain, or you have to face Strasburg tomorrow, and it's an either-or situation. I mean, this sets up pretty well, does it not?
You don't even want
to, for a colossal disappointment tomorrow against Tanner Roark and then Game 5 back in Washington?
They don't even want to wait till tomorrow to see if he's feeling better.
Well, like I said, this could be gamesmanship on the part of Dusty Baker. But
wow, I
don't know. And here's the deal. I don't know why this is beneficial to announce. I don't know if you're Dusty Baker, why you announce it this early. You can wait until tomorrow and then say Strasburg's under the weather and it's going to be Roark, and tell the guys privately and say, if anybody leaks this to the media, I'll do something really bad with this toothpick. But
well, it's very easy.
Why would you announce that if you're a Dusty Baker?
You say he's not feeling well. We're going to wait until tomorrow to see if he's feeling better in the morning, and then we'll make the decision. I don't know.
I smell rat.
You smell gamesmanship? You think Steven Strasburg's going to start tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't understand why Dusty Baker, who's been around the block a number of times, would let the cat out of the bag and say, oh no, it's still going to be Tanner Roark. Maybe he wanted to help Joe Maddon not have to make out a new lineup card tomorrow. I don't know. So there you go. Cubs fans, it's coming down to essentially Jake Arrieta and Tanner Roark tomorrow. The Cubs will either close that series out or they will have to turn around and go back to Washington for a deciding Game 5. And whoever advances from the series is going to face a Los Angeles Dodgers team that will not have played a competitive baseball game since Monday night.
What is it like to be a DC sports fan? I don't want to get down this wormhole.
We've got one. Careful. We've got one in the building right now.
I say that with all empathy.
And look.
The Capitals. The Redskins.
The Wizards. The Wizards slash Bullets. Yeah.
The Nationals. Their season, this once promising season, is coming down to Tanner Roark against Jake Arrieta to keep this thing alive.
And by the way, if you were listening to the Cubs report in the first hour of the program, and I did mention there's only one more of those scheduled to run, and a big thank you to Hertin and Stocker, who has sponsored the Cubs report for the majority of the season. The Nationals are hitting about 121, I think, as a team. And they've got four or five guys. Trey Turner's one of them, and we talked coming into the series about how he was going to be a key. It just underscores how important pitching is in the postseason and how you have to manage differently. The Nationals are hitting like a .121, and I think the Cubs are at .215 or something like that. They're not hitting the ball much better. And one of the strategic mistakes that Dusty Baker made yesterday was he didn't go to Sean Doolittle in the eighth inning. And Doolittle's the quote-unquote closer there. And Dusty Baker has a tendency to manage in the postseason like he manages in the regular season. And what we've seen is you have to manage differently for the most part in the postseason. You've got to bring that high-leverage reliever in into a high-leverage situation, even if it's the eighth inning. He doesn't, and they go with – they leave Kinsler in yesterday, and – that's when things come unraveled, and then all of a sudden the Cubs can come back with Wade Davis in the ninth inning and close out a decisive game three and set things up. Well, we thought it was set up for today. It will now be tomorrow instead. 319-366-1600. If you're a Cubs fan, does this change your feelings on how the series may wind up playing out? Is it better to look? I don't know how you can't feel better about this. You go from thinking, oh, colossal cluster, it's going to rain and Strasburg goes tomorrow, to, okay, we got to go beat the number four guy. Number three, was he there? Well, technically the number four behind
four.
Scherzer, Strasburg, and Gio Gonzalez. And you're doing it with your ace, who may or may not be 100%. I don't think the hamstring's probably in that great a shape. But you've got your number one guy by default because he wasn't ready to go at the start of the series. You get to go to him in game four.
Against a lineup that has been completely shut down. Like you talk about, and I know that people get on Dusty and he's made some questionable decisions, but I thought that this lineup coming into the playoffs was as potent as there is in the postseason. And they've hit six extra base hits through three games. They've had two home runs. Both of them came in the same inning, and they led to their lone victory. They're hitting 121, like you mentioned, Todd, as a team. Their best hitter so far has been Ryan Zimmerman, who only has three hits in 12 at-bats. They have been completely shut down so far. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on Roark to go out there and perform better than he has throughout the entire regular season. So I'll be interested to see if somehow Strasburg feels better by tomorrow morning.
I'm going to need an explanation on why Tony Kornheiser calls Steven Strasburg the orchid. Orchids, they fold up, right? Is that what it is? I don't think it has anything to do with odors. I'm not a green thumb. I didn't go to any horticulture classes. I don't think they even have horticulture classes at the University of Iowa, but apparently that's a nickname for Steven Strasburg. Look,
the orchid.
I've had very few feelings about... Look, I've been a baseball fan all my life. Can't really explain it either because neither one of my parents is a sports fanatic. Not even a fanatic. They don't care about sports. They only have followed sports begrudgingly because it was what I liked, and I was an only child, and I was probably spoiled way beyond what I should have been, especially given our means when I was growing up. But we would go to baseball games all the time. My parents suffered through so many minor league baseball games just because they knew they made me happy. I've been a baseball fan almost my entire life. I've had very few instinctual gut feelings that have actually paid off or come to fruition. You ask me who's going to win the World Series year in and year out, I'm on the wrong end of things. You know, Rangers, Giants, ooh, that's got Rangers written all over it, right? 2012, the Nationals make the decision to shut down Steven Strasburg, and in September, I still to this day remember two of his final three starts, I believe, were scheduled against the Cubs and the Marlins, both teams who were bad. If you're a Cubs fan out there, you remember that 2012 team. I don't know why you do, but you do. We all do, okay?
90 seconds of the 2012 Cubs.
Yeah, let's not do that, please. Anyway, instead, they chose to use Steven Strasburg. They pitched Steven Strasburg against the Cubs and the Marlins and then shut him down for the postseason. And at the time, I knew in my heart of hearts, good God, what are they doing? This is baseball. Have they never watched the game before? There is no tomorrow. There's no next year. Look at the Mets. And I'm not doing that because maybe my former co-host is listening to the podcast. So they're a great example. The Mets looked like they were built to be a dynasty. They did in 86, too. And then 3 years later, kaput. And look where the Mets were in 2015. And then 2.5 years later, kaput. There's no tomorrow in baseball. And I thought the Nationals were making a huge mistake when they shut Strasburg down. And this could be maybe the final nail in the coffin because, as we said, Bryce Harper is going to be a free agent in a couple years. I think 2019, right? That's when he hits the
2019.
So you got Harper for one more year. And some of the other veterans that are on that team right now, and you don't know what the health of your aces is going to be. This is a big one for them tomorrow, suddenly. All the pressure's on the Nationals, and that's why I feel pretty good about this, regardless of the outcome. But I don't want to see it go five games. Then it goes back to Washington, and look at the record for the road teams in the postseason. Not the greatest, although the Cubs do have one win at Nationals Park. But this just, it strikes me as tomorrow could be the day that you close the book on the Nationals as far as 2012 to 2017. The window was open, and the window is going to close. And that's, if I were a Washington fan, and you mentioned the history of what it must be like to be a fan of that city's sports teams, I wouldn't be feeling good tonight going to bed knowing that I got to face Jake Arrieta tomorrow and you lose. Who knows what happens next year? Who knows what happens next year to the Cubs? I'll say, look, Arrieta's going to be gone. Some more guys regress. Some more guys don't take a step forward. You make one bad free agent signing or something in the offseason. I don't know what Theo and Jed are going to do. That's why I'm not taking this for granted either. Like I said, I'm at least willing to give a buffer because they won the World Series last year. So this year, I'm not going to be necessarily heartbroken. And I'm also not going to boo Joe Maddon at Wrigley Field, which is sort of what set this whole tangent off. 5:54, we'll step aside and take a break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. We want to hear from you on the Hertine and Stocker text line. It's 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Finding Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
5:55, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, our producer, taking you up on all three frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. No baseball. We got two games tomorrow, though, to look forward to now. The Cubs and the Nationals, they're rescheduled game 4. And this one will be for all the Tostitos, as Brent Musburger would say back in the day. The Indians and the Yankees, the right to advance to take on BJ and Marion's Houston Astros. And I don't want it to be the Yankees. My apologies to the Yankees fans, but I think the Indians and the Astros is a way more intriguing series. And I also think that if the Red Sox and the Yankees don't advance, both of them failed to advance the American League Championship Series, that's a tumultuous baseball offseason because you may have two managerial changes. I think the Red Sox may fire Farrell, and I don't know if Girardi can come back if they lose that series for failing to challenge the Chisenhall hit by pitch. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta will be taking an extended medical leave from his duties to undergo treatment for prostate cancer, the university announced today. Barta's been with the school since 2006 and has a contract through 2021. And for now, Deputy Director of Athletics Barbara Burke will assume the leadership role in his stead. Accolades continue to roll in for the Iowa State football program after their improbable upset over number 3 Oklahoma last Saturday. And today it's well-deserved recognition for head coach Matt Campbell. He's been named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. His Cyclones hadn't had more than 3 wins since 2012, but Campbell has his team off to a 3-2 start already and coming off maybe the biggest win in program history. The Gazette and KJYM's high school football rankings were updated for the week, and West Des Moines Dowling continues to hold down the top spot in Class 4A with Iowa City West 2nd, Cedar Falls 7th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Cedar Rapids Xavier's the top-ranked team in Class 3A with Solon sitting at 3rd, and in Class 2A, Mount Vernon is 2nd, and Williamsburg falls from 1st to 8th, and in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is 3rd. And this was pretty obvious from about noon on today, but the Cubs and Nationals aren't going to be able to play a baseball game in Chicago today. Game 4 has been postponed and will instead be played at 3:08 sharp tomorrow afternoon. Likely starters will be Jake Arrieta for the Cubs and allegedly not Steven Strasburg, but Tanner Roark.
Well, I mean, Dusty Baker said it.
I was wondering, though, do you think that's just, is it just strategy?
I don't think you can say allegedly if Dusty Baker said it.
Well, he's alleging.
He's the manager, though. He makes out the lineup card. I wouldn't quibble on that. I wouldn't pick that hill to die on. And I didn't say I was going to talk about any hill today. I'm not touching that story.
So if he's just said he's under the weather, I was going to ask you anyway. You think there's no chance
Dusty
he feels
Baker
better tomorrow?
Dusty Baker says Tanner Roark will start game 4.
Okay.
And you have to nail him to the cross on that, right?
I guess so.
Dusty's not going to. He doesn't do gamesmanship, does he?
Well, he does, but
here's the deal. When we
I think
come
he'll
back,
probably start.
Everybody says you've given Dusty too much of a hard time. When we come back, I will tell you where this all started, because Dusty Baker has been blowing it since 1993. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.